ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad? Gerald Dogari, 1897-1984, a distinguished soldier and diplomat, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, Rulers of Mecca, page 49. He had been wise in counsel and brave in battle, true to his friends and magnanimous to his foes. He was to be forever the paragon of Muslim nobility and chivalry.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, is this fact that only those who are well knowledgeable, who are endowed with knowledge, should have the position of judgment. And furthermore, the higher up we go in the ranks of authority and leadership and position, the more knowledgeable, wise, and humble a person should become. Meaning, not any regular, ordinary person should become a leader, or in this case, someone who passes judgment. We find that Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, himself says, "If I were given the position of judgment, I would issue religious decrees for the followers of the Torah, the Gospel, and the Psalms according to their own books." Meaning, Imam Ali would issue religious decrees for the Jews with their own book, the religious decrees of the Christians with their own book, and vice versa. And he continues, "I would issue these religious decrees in a way that with God's power, these books would be able to speak to all of you, saying, Ali is speaking truthfully about what we contained and made you aware of." Allahu Akbar. God is truly great. We find here that one needs to have, one must have adequate knowledge in order to not only pass judgment, but in order to be a leader. And we see another very subtle point here, and that is a profound lesson, that the source of knowledge of Imam Ali was the source of knowledge of the Prophet Muhammad, which of course was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. A profound lesson regarding knowledge and leadership brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
For the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
فيؤخذ بالنواصي
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-ayn rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. I'll begin with the ayat that I recited from Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 30 and 31, begins by saying that He is the one who revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book, which is actually the book based on haqq. And this is a book which confirms what it was revealed before it, in Torah or Injil or Dawood or other suhuf. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the following ayah, ثُمَّ أَوْرَسْنَا الْكِتَابِ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَخَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And then we made heirs to the book some chosen ones from our servants. So Allah says, after you, O Muhammad, we have chosen certain individuals, and they will be the waris of the Quran. They will be the heirs to the book. There is a long discussion about it, especially the words which have come after that first sentence of the second ayat that I recited. But the answer is very simple. There have been debates with the Muslims during the days of the fourth Imam, the days of the eighth Imam on this ayat, and they have conclusively proven that this doesn't apply to the Ummah collectively. It applies to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the waris of the Quran. He is the heir of the Quran.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.